whole scene. What are you doing?
What does it look like? I'm going to splash it around on these curtains and drapes. Then we'll set a match to it and clear out before the police get here.
You are listening to another thrill-packed adventure of Sky King, America's favorite flying cowboy. Brought to you by America's favorite peanut butter, Derby's Golden Roasted Peter Pan Peanut Butter. Today, Sky King and the Black Circle. Sky King and his friends have undertaken to track down a secret but powerful gang known as the Brotherhood of Fear. Well, today, the trail has brought the songbird winging across the sun-warm Mediterranean Sea toward the great French city of Marseille. Port of romance and danger.
Golly, Sky, you suppose Marseille is the headquarters of the Brotherhood?
Could be, Benny. Ships come here from every corner of the world.
A lot of criminals here, too, aren't there, Sky?
Well, Marseille does have a bad reputation, all right, Clipper. They call it the toughest city west of Suez.
Then why in tarnation didn't we stay back home in Arizona?
Think of all the fun you'd be missing, Jim.
Oh, for goodness.
Hey, Clipper, you see that little rocky island down there just outside the harbor?
Huh?
It has sort of a castle or a fortress on it.
Yeah. So what about it?
Well, that's the Chateau d'If. It's the prison the Count of Monte Cristo escaped from.
Yes, yeah,
sure. Oh, man. Oh, if there's one thing I hate worse than going up in the air, it's coming down too sudden.
Now, we're over the old fort now. The Germans blew up this part of Marseille during the war.
Well, that big avenue through the center of town, according to this map in the guidebook, that must be La Canebière.
That's one of the most famous streets in the world.
Hey, Sky. Get a load of that smoke down there.
Yeah, it just blossomed up all of a sudden. You.
Oh, that's an explosion. It looks like it ripped up a whole street corner.
What do you suppose happened, Guy?
I don't know, Clipper, but we'll find out after we land.
Bob, you can't go to the police.
But I've got to, Mary. I tell you, I recognize the driver of that car.
You can't be sure.
I am sure. I've seen him twice in the lobby at our hotel.
Even if you're right, it's no business of ours.
No business of ours. The men who threw that bomb are cold-blooded killers. They deserve to be punished.
And suppose they belong to the Black Circle. The gang has been terrorizing this whole city.
Then all the more reason. The sooner that gang winds up behind bars, the better off this town will be.
But it's not our town, Bob. We're just a couple of tourists.
There's nothing to be scared of.
Who said yourself those men are killers? Now, suppose the gang finds out you were the one who turned them in.
Don't worry. The police won't give out my name. Now, come on. Let's go talk to their gendarme.
Yeah, Monsieur King, but there was no need to bring this letter of introduction. We of the police judiciaire have already heard much of your exploits, both in America and in other countries.
Thanks, Inspector. Then we can count on your help?
But of course. Now, about this criminal syndicate.
They call it the Brotherhood of Fear. From the members we arrested in Buenos Aires, we found out that the gang's trademark here in Marseille is a black circle.
Le Cercle Noir!
I beg your pardon?
The Black Circle! That is the name of a gang which has been holding Marseille in a grip of terror for the last 2 months.
A grip of terror?
Oui. They are mixed up in every form of crime, from blackmail to murder.
Yep, that sounds like the outfit we're after, all right.
Today comes the worst of all. As a threat of defiance to the police, they commit a bomb outrage in broad daylight.
A bomb?
Hey, Sky, that must have been the explosion we saw.
It happened on La Canebière near the old port.
Yes, we saw it from the air just before we landed.
Luckily, no one was killed.
Well, do you have any kind of a lead?
Maybe. A young American businessman was able to recognize one of the men who threw the bomb.
Oh. Does he know the man by name?
No. Only by sight. But I am hoping he will be able to pick out the man's picture from our police files. If you will come with me to the next room, we shall see how he progresses.
Yes, of course.
After you, Inspector.
Monsieur Conway, may I present a countryman of yours, Monsieur Sky King.
Sky King? Say, I've heard of you.
Glad to know you, Mr. Conway.
The name's Bob.
All right. And this is my niece and nephew, Penny and Clipper.
Hi, Bob.
How are you?
And my ranch foreman, Jim Bell.
Nice to know you, Bob.
Nice to know you, sir.
Well, Monsieur Conway, have you found the man yet who threw the bomb?
Yes. This picture right here. I'm quite sure that's the man.
So, Pierre Bocage, hein? His favorite hangout is the Café Napolitain on the Rue des Chapeliers. Tell me, Monsieur King, Have you ever seen how the police of Marseille spring a trap?
No, but I've heard about your methods.
Then perhaps you would like to come along when we pay a call on the Café Napolitain. Sergeant Lucien.
Oui.
You have the area closed off which I marked on the map?
Oui, Inspector. There is a police car working the entrance to every street.
Très bien. Unleash the dogs.
Oh, my gosh. You wouldn't want one of those dogs to get mad at me.
Mais oui, Inspector. When we tell a man to make no sudden move, and he gets one look at those dogs, I promise you he stands very still.
Oh, gosh. Can we go in the cafe with you?
No, Inspector. You two had better wait here with Jim.
Oh. Oui, that is the best idea in case of trouble. Hello, Mr. Bean. Let us go now and see if we find our friend Pierre Bocas.
What is it?
Oh, monsieur, the police. They are downstairs in the cafe.
What?
They have just now arrested Pierre Bocage.
Then he was right. That guy Conway did spy.
I do not know what you mean, monsieur, but you...
Tell me. Was there an American with the police?
Mais oui. There were two Americans. Both were tall, but the one who identified Pierre, he had mustache and wears, spectacles.
Yeah, that's Conway, all right.
Don't he make any difference, monsieur?
Plenty of difference. You see, Conway has a wife, and I don't think he'd like to see anything happen to her.
Oh, but then that is fine, monsieur. But right now, the police are checking everyone in the cafe, and soon they may search the upper floor.
Well, can I make it out the back way?
Oh, my, no. They're around the place, both front and back. You will have to leave by the roof.
All right, but do me one favor.
As you wish, monsieur, but please, dépêchez-vous.
When the police are gone, call Mrs. Robert Conway at the Hotel Metropole.
Oui.
Tell her that her husband was wounded here at the cafe, and the police car will come to pick her up in a few minutes.
Now back to Sky King and the Black Circle. Several hours have passed since the raid on the Café Napolitain. Now at the headquarters of the police judiciaire.
If you ask me, that Jasper Bogart, he ain't going to talk.
He is a hard type, that one. Still, we must not despair.
With the testimony of Bob Conway, you can at least send him to prison.
Oui. And if one of the bomb victims should die, he may also find himself facing the guillotine.
Boy, if it was my neck, I'd talk and talk, Bob.
Did you find out anything about the gang,
Scott? Not so far, Clipper.
Oh, golly, Mr. Conway is awfully worried.
Something wrong, monsieur?
That's my wife. I've been trying to phone her at the hotel, but our room doesn't answer.
Oh, well, now, maybe she's gone out for a bite to eat.
I've been trying for the last hour.
Entrez! Qu'est-ce que c'est?
La case for Mr. Conway. It was sent over from his hotel.
Très bien, Sergeant.
It's marked urgent. Now, let's see what's in...
Oh, what's wrong? What is it?
My wife's passport had a written message.
What does it say, monsieur?
If you ever hope to see your wife again, alive and unharmed, then you'd better not testify against Pierre Bocage.
Why? You must testify. Without your help, we cannot hope to convict you.
What about my wife? They've taken her prisoner.
In all the law reason, monsieur, if you will testify, perhaps we can make Bocage talk.
No. No, I won't do it.
I know how you must feel, Bob. But you can't trust a gang like that, no matter what they say.
I've got to trust them. It's my only hope of saving Mary.
If you try bargaining with them to save her, you'll just be risking your own life.
What do you mean?
Figure it out. She's no danger to them, but you are.
But if I promise not to testify...
They'll take your word for that. As long as you're alive, they can never feel safe.
Oh, what a fool I've been. Mary was afraid. She warned me not to get mixed up in this thing.
Wait a minute. Maybe there is another way.
You got some kind of an idea, Sky?
Bob... Is this man Bocage the only member of the gang who might know you by sight?
I guess so. Why?
Well, you and I are the same height, and we have the same color hair. If I wore your glasses and a fake mustache, they probably couldn't tell us apart.
Sacré bleu! You mean...
I mean, I'm going to the Hotel Metropole and pose as Bob Conway. Inspector, release the news that Bob will not testify. I have a hunch that sooner or later the gang will try to contact me.
Oh, maybe that's Sky now.
Hello?
This is Sky King, Inspector.
Ah, maybe. Have you heard yet from the gang?
I just had a phone call. They've taken the bait.
You mean they believe you are Monsieur Conway?
Right. They told me if I want to get my wife back to start walking down La Carbière in half an hour.
Do they tell you what will happen?
I'll be picked up by a black limousine, providing the police aren't following me.
Sacré bleu. That may be dangerous.
It could be a lot more dangerous if they think I'm leading them into a trap.
But how can we trail you... and save Madame Conway.
Here's what I have in mind. When we landed here at Marseille, I noticed a French army helicopter standing on the airfield. Now, if we could follow that helicopter, we...
Helicopter calling in pictures. Hey, come.
Take off, BC.
Sky King was just picked up by a black car.
Land in the pickup take place.
Four blocks south of the Boulevard de la Liberation. Car is now proceeding toward the old port.
Très bien. The radio call is sent back. Report again as soon as you know the exact destination.
Is this the place?
Oui, monsieur. And if you are wise, you will try no false moves. Hello. Yeah. Voilà, monsieur. Inside, please.
Well, well, we have a visitor, I see. You're an American.
Does that surprise you?
Not especially. Where's my wife?
Mrs. Conway isn't here, if that's who you mean. And you're not going to find her, so you may as well drop the act, Mr. Sky King.
Sky King? But I thought this was Monsieur Conway.
Sure, that's what we were expected to think. That's why he wore those spectacles and this false mustache. Donald King, just get your hands up high.
All right. Looks like you're holding the trump card. You mind telling me how you found out?
Very simple, really. I looked out the window and noticed a helicopter hovering low over the city. Seemed like quite a coincidence. So I tuned in the police broadcast, and there it was.
I take it you're the local head of the Brotherhood of Fear.
In Marseille, we call it the Black Circle.
From the looks of your headquarters here, your operations must not be very profitable.
Sorry, King, but this is just one of several hideouts we maintain around the city.
Very wise precaution. But what happens now?
This stuff! Oh! That should take care of him for the time being.
The kerosene. What are you doing?
What does it look like? I'm going to splash it around on these curtains and drapes. Then we'll set a match to it and clear out before the police get here.
Put the place on fire. If Sky's in there, you'll be burned to death.
Now, don't worry, honey. We'll get him out.
Stand back, please, Mademoiselle.
That's it now. Let's go there and find him.
Wallowing war dogs, the smoke.
Better hold the handkerchief over your face, monsieur.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Voila! There he is, on the ground.
How did that go?
He's dead, is he? No. They'll just knock him out.
Sky,
are you all right? He is coming through now. Down there, opening. Come on, give me a hand.
Let's haul him out of here.
May we?
No need for that. But thanks. Thanks for getting here in time.
We ain't to clear yet, son. Come on. Get moving. Hello?
Inspector Vacamp.
Vacamp, ici?
It's the leader of the gang. The man who knocked me out. Tried to burn me alive.
Listen to me, monsieur. I warn you. You had better give yourself up.
Don't make me laugh, Inspector. You see, I called to give you a warning.
And what does that mean?
Unless you release Pierre Bocage, Marseille will be bombed again at 9 o'clock tonight. And this time, I mean really bombed. Compliments to the Black Circle.
Back to Sky King and the Black Circle. It's 8:35 p.m., less than half an hour from the time when the leader of the Black Circle has threatened to bomb Marseille. At the headquarters of the police judiciaire, Sky King and his friends wait tensely for the deadline to arrive.
Oh, golly, Sky. The clock is getting awfully close.
Them French law dogs don't find that Jasper mighty quick. This whole town might go sky high.
Including this building we're in right now, Jim.
Did you ever find that man's picture in the Rogues Gallery, Sky? I mean, the one who calls himself the leader of the Black Circle?
Yes, he's an American named Jeff Colby. Police record both here and back in the States.
Why don't we go out in the streets and walk around, huh? Anything is better than just sitting here.
Well, we can. All the streets have been cleared.
The police have stopped all traffic. They're checking everyone they see.
Yeah. The inspector told me they even stopped the trains running.
Gee... Must be just like it was during the war when they had an air raid.
That's about right, Penny. It's a... Wait a second.
Huh?
What's the matter, Sky?
An air raid. That may be it.
Well, I don't get it.
The police have been assuming all along this would be a case of someone planting a bomb. Or maybe throwing it from a speeding car the way it was done last time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this time it may be dropped from an airplane.
Huh?
Come on.
Hey.
We better find the inspector and get out to the airfield fast.
Getting
out here
in
the airfield.
Yeah.
Looks like they borrowed this jet plane for
him,
too.
Yeah,
we can get ready to get around a lot faster than his job.
Oh, golly, he's turning
shots out. No move. He may have counted on that.
Turn on the searchlight. Good. Got him playing all over the city.
We'll stay out here beyond the edge of the city. If he comes at all, he...
They come, Barney. Scott,
it's the inspector.
King, if they come. Come in, please.
We have just received a call from the air ministry. They tell us a man that Jeff Kirby took off from an airfield near Avignon.
Yeah, you were right.
King de Fécamp. Where's Avignon?
About 60 miles by air, northwest of Marseille.
60 miles? He ought to be here by now.
Apple and buzzards. He is here. Take a look.
A plane. Caught in the searchlight.
And it's coming from the northwest.
The whole ground's a meteor.
Sky King calling meteor. Is that you, Kobe?
Too bad you didn't fry in that fryer, King. Maybe we can remedy that later on.
I'm warning you, Kobe. You better turn back.
Or what happened?
Or you've had it. Like this. That's just a warning, Kobe.
Go ahead, King. This ship is loaded with TNT. You shoot me down over the city, it'll be just like dropping a blockbuster.
Guy, he's right. If that plane crashed and blew up, it might kill hundreds of people.
Look, putting the ship in a dive.
Heading right for the heart of Marseille.
No, he's fading out.
Hey, you can clobber that bolt cat now, Sky. Not while he's hanging in the film, Jim.
He knew you wouldn't shoot him in cold blood.
That plane, Sky, what are you going to do?
It'll crash for sure right in the city.
We don't dare shoot it down, which means we'll have to try another way.
Sky, what are you going to do?
The same thing a Navy pilot did just a couple of weeks ago.
What's that?
A pilot bailed out, left his jet heading for a sure crash over San Diego.
What happened?
Another pilot flew wing to wing with it, just like I'm doing with this meteor.
Hey, Sky, hold it out. Your doggone wingtips are touching.
Not quite, Jim. Now, if we can ease over to the other side, then shuttle back across his nose.
Sky, the plane's cut it off course.
You're dragging it by the wrong whistle.
I'm controlling it with the force of our plane's airflow. Now, if our luck holds, we'll ease this crate right out to sea. And we'll crash it out beyond the harbor where it can't harm anyone.
Sorry to keep you tied up like this, Mrs. Conway. That husband of yours had just minded his own business.
I'm glad he went to the police.
You may have cause to change your mind about that if Bocage is convicted.
Bob was right. Men like you should be punished.
I'm afraid they'll have to catch me first.
You can't escape the law forever.
I did tonight. I timed my jump so as to land right in the freight yard.
Too bad. A freight train wasn't coming.
You should have seen those poor, dumb gendarmes. They had to search every car. By the time they wound up, they were playing tag with each other.
Game's over, Colby.
Oh! Oh! Man, you beat, Michelle. You shoot the gun right out of his hand.
Well, son, set you free, Mary.
Here, I got a knife. I'll cut them ropes.
Oh, Bob, I'm so glad to see you.
Oh, easy now, honey. It's all over.
But how did you ever find this place?
Bocage finally realized the jig was up and decided to talk. So did the old woman at the Cafe Napolitain.
Which is what we learned tonight. We put the black circle up for business for keeps.
But you won't get away, King. The Brotherhood will see to that.
I'll take my chances, Colby. A moment ago, you spoke about the gendarmes playing tag with each other. Well, from now on, you're it. For at least the next 20 years in a French prison. So once again, Sky King wins out in his constant fight for justice. And the Temple of Dreams.
Transcribed, this is the Mutual Broadcasting System.